It's now time for a special interview here on Morning Wave in Busan. This black hole photo that's been making the rounds on the internet and in the headlines is really, really fascinating to so many people across the globe. And that's why we have invited Dr. Andrew De Benedictis, senior lecturer at the Simon Fraser University Department of Physics, to tell us more about this black hole, the first image of this hole, and why it's so important. Hi, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. No problem at all.
Yes. So this photo, this image, what exactly does it show? Because some people, like lay people like me, We see kind of this kind of black empty space and kind of like an orange like aura or ring around it.
So what you've described is exactly actually what it's showing.
Okay.
The black hole itself is that that dark spot that you've described, mm-hmm. Right in the middle. And the reason it's dark is because a black hole is a phenomenon of gravity. And what happens is that any light that gets too close to it gets sucked into the black hole. And that's why we can't see it, because no light can then come out. But around this black hole, there is matter, there is material, gases, plasmas. And this stuff is orbiting the black hole, going around it, falling in.
Yes.
And it glows when it's doing that. It gets very hot, and it glows. And so the other part of it, the part that you described, the orange light around it, that's the light from this material that's orbiting or going around this black hole. And the border between the dark spot and the light spot, I'll be using this word a lot probably during this interview, is what we call the event horizon. So any light that goes into the event horizon won't come out, you won't see it. And any light outside the event horizon, you have a chance of seeing it.
Oh, very fascinating. And so why was this such a major breakthrough, not just for, you know, people who follow things like this, but basically for just everybody around the world?
Well, this is, up to now, we've only had what I would call indirect evidence of black holes. Lots of scientists thought they existed, and there was a lot of indirect evidence, meaning we saw things like gravitational waves, what we call plasma jets, things of that nature that indicated that black holes most likely existed. But we never really saw one. And in some sense, you can never see one because it's black. But this is the closest thing you can get to seeing it. We have some light, which is around the black hole and also behind it, but the stuff behind isn't getting through. And you're basically seeing the shadow of the black hole as it's absorbing this light. So I guess I would sum up by saying it's the closest thing you can get to actually seeing the actual black hole itself instead of some other phenomenon which the black hole causes.
So let's get into some of the specifics of this major project. So who was involved and how was the photo taken?
So the photo was taken using very long baseline interferometry, or VLBI. And this thing is, although it's an extremely large object, being several times the size of our solar system, it's also very, very far away, some 54 million light years away. So the light took 50, so we're seeing it as it was about 54 million years ago. And but when something is that far away, even if it's big, it's very, very small. And it's in an environment that is very noisy, meaning there's a lot of other junk in there, and that's the center of another galaxy, this M87 galaxy. So you need to see a lot of detail. You need very, very large telescopes, so to speak. And this is not a conventional telescope, this very long baseline interferometry radio telescope. It's a bunch of telescopes scattered around the globe, North America, I believe South America, Hawaii, the South Pole, and Europe. And they all work together to try to take this image. And it's actually an extremely difficult thing to do. But what you have, if you can do it, if you have essentially a telescope which is the size of the face of the Earth. So it acts like a very, very large telescope. But it's very difficult because the signals from all of these different sites around the world have to be timed very precisely in order to be reconstructed and to get this image that we saw. So it's a very impressive thing that these people did. It's really amazing. It's something like 60 universities and research institutes were involved.
Wow.
It's really quite impressive.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So can we talk about kind of the main mastermind behind this project?
There were many mm-hmm. people, actually. So the idea of using VLBI, very long baseline interferometry,
yes.
in astronomy, that's not new. It's been used for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to do something like this, you need, of course, lots of money, lots of time, and a lot of precision.
Yes.
So there were many scientists. One of them is Heino Falke, which I think is a name probably you've run across, or your
yes,
listeners have
yes.
run across.
Mm-hmm.
So he received a large grant. I believe it was from the European Research Council.
Mm-hmm.
And so his idea was to use this VLBI, which has been used in astronomy quite a bit, in order to actually image this black hole. But the difficulty is, of course, you need all of these, what we call all these different sites around the world, we call
mm.
radio telescope sites.
Mm.
You need them all to work in tandem very precisely. So, as I said, it's a combination of cost, amount of time, and the technology required.
Yes.
And we now have all of that, and this is why it was possible at this time.
So, in your opinion, what does this mean for history in science, just overall? I mean, how major is this?
I guess it depends. It's definitely major. It certainly has confirmed what people suspected. You see, black holes have an interesting history, and I know for lack of time, I can't go into it in detail, but
right.
General relativity, which is our best theory of gravity at the moment, predicted black holes many, many, many decades ago. People figured out that this theory predicted black holes, but at first scientists were skeptical of it.
Mm.
But then a lot of this indirect evidence that I was telling you about started to come out, and then more and more scientists started to believe it.
Yes.
And the more of this indirect evidence that we got, the more people believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what finally happened here, so the significance of it, to answer your question,
yes.
is that it is... we've never seen one before,
mm-hmm.
and now we have, or at least I should say this is the closest thing to actually seeing a black hole that you
right.
can get. So it's as if you knew something was probably there, and then you finally saw it, and it really confirmed it,
yes.
you know, sort of beyond doubt. So it is quite significant, and I'm hoping more of these images will come out in the near future.
Right. So do you think that more research and more funding will be geared towards these types of projects in the future, that this might actually be really good for the overall, direction and funding of these types of research?
I think so. I think this is sort of this is the first image we have,
mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
it's one wants to improve upon the image. It's a fantastic image. It's really amazing what they were able to do. But as your listeners probably know, if they've seen the picture,
yes.
it's not. There's not a lot of detail in it.
Right.
So
right.
now, if we can improve a little bit
mm-hmm.
more on it, we can get more detail. You can get a lot more information. About things like the spin, the black hole is spinning around its axis,
oh.
much like the Earth is.
Okay.
And there's a lot of interesting physics going on in this plasma around the black hole.
Mm-hmm.
And the better you can see that, the more information you can get about the plasma. And of course, we have a massive black hole at the center of our galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And if the technique gets good enough,
yes.
and this is probably the next step,
mm-hmm.
is they'll try to image that. That one is actually, even though it's closer, it's harder to image because things are changing very fast in the one near the center of our galaxy. So it's a little bit like if you had your digital camera
mm-hmm,
and you
mm-hmm.
go and take a photo outside. If there's a lot of light outside, it's easy to take a photo, but if there isn't a lot of light outside,
yes.
you have to keep the shutter open a long time.
Sure, sure.
And you start getting, if things are moving or changing fast, you get these streaks, as you know, in your digital camera image. And so when you try to do it for the black hole at the the center of our galaxy because things are changing so much, you lose detail because everything streaks and smears. So if they can get it so they can do it quickly, then you will get a really nice image of the black hole at the center of our galaxy. And I think that's coming soon, I think.
Well, something more everyone around the world can look forward to. But thank you so much for coming on air with us and answering our questions about this image.
It was my pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Once again, this was Dr. Andrew De Benedictis from the Simon Fraser University Department of Physics, and we discussed this image. So I do want to reiterate, this wasn't like an actual photo. You can't actually take a photo of a black hole because, once again, you know, any light gets sucked into the black hole, but this is an image portraying a black hole because of the light around it, and a major breakthrough. And think about all the science fiction, the sci-fi books or comics or films that have black holes as part of the storyline, and now we can actually see it. So pretty amazing for everybody out there. Anyhow, this was your special interview. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to take a song break, which I think is a perfect song, Across the Universe by Rufus Wainwright.